Former Numicput MLA Jackie Jacobson is taking a shot at the nomination for the Conservative Party. The Tuktoyaktuk resident and longtime politician posted his campaign website to social media on April 23. "I have put my name in for the nomination to represent the Conservative Party representing the Western Arctic riding of the NWT," he wrote on his website. He said day one as a nominee was a busy one, but also exciting. "Everything just fell into place," he said. "I spoke with Conservative MP Bob Zimmer and former MP Ryan Leaf from Yukon, and I asked them for advice. My wife is behind me 100%. They supported me running, and that's why I made the decision to do it." Jacobson has long been one of the most vocal opponents of the carbon tax, dating back to his time as a MLA, and he's still dead set against it. But that's only one thing he's focused on. "Housing, healthcare, and axe the tax," he said. "I believe in a common-sense government, and I believe in Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's plan. Our communities need so much help with things like putting food on the table and getting a roof over their head. I just want to help people." Economic development is something else he plans to campaign on, specifically what will happen when mines start shutting down. "A lot of mines are in cleanup mode, and the life expectancy for mines isn't good," he said. "We need to find some different projects and different ways to help the NWT prosper. I've seen it here in Tuk firsthand. Things I talked about 15 years ago when I was first elected are still happening. We have people who are struggling to feed their families and can't pay the bills. That's why I believe the Conservative plan is the best one for the NWT. When it comes to the recently tabled federal budget, Jacobson didn't have much good to say about that. "It's just the Liberals and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau throwing money around to try and get four more years," he said. "There's no common sense in the budget. My great-grandkids are going to end up paying for all of this." The one thing Jacobson said the NWT needs most of all is a seat at the table, something he said current MP Michael McLeod doesn't have. "Our MP voted for the carbon tax, taxing his own people," he said. "I voted against the carbon tax when I was a MLA, and we were one vote shy of having a tie and having the speaker break it. Now we have some of the same people who voted for the tax who want it gone. If I'm lucky enough to be the MP, I'll vote for what I think it right for the NWT. As a MLA, I said if it's good for Yellowknife, it's good for Nunukput." Jacobson will be part of an event Wednesday evening at the Copperhouse restaurant in Yellowknife with Zimmer as the special guest. With files from James McCarthy.